I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
The day, Fantastic Voyage by Coolio from 1994. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Wow.
Steve, lead off on this one.
Well, Coolio was always attractive. I mean,
what year was that again, Jake?
1994.
Ho, ho, ho.
Coolio was, I always liked him because it's pretty positive lyrics. Like, and then that video was like the sweet video where they're on the beach, right? Yeah.
Yes, with the clown car. You know.
Yeah, and everybody's getting out of the...
Yeah, all the clowns, right? Are they clowns or not?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just people getting out of the trunk.
Okay. Yeah. Isn't that I think it's like a clown car because it's all these people keep coming out of it. That's why
I said that. No, they're getting out of the trunk and they're going to have a party on the beach.
Yes. And it's fun.
Yeah, it's super fun. And yeah, Coolio's now R.I.P.
Yep.
Coolio. But I loved Coolio back in that day. He was the first... rapper I really liked. Then I got into like Dr. Dre. I think Dre's the coolest rapper there is. Anyway,
he's pretty cool.
No, yeah. Dre's super
he's
cool.
Pretty cool.
And if you see him now, he's super cool.
Still super cool.
Yeah, and he's worth about $500 million, by the way.
And then on the Super Bowl halftime show, he was incredible.
Mm.
Yeah.
That was my favorite show of all time.
There's never one that will ever compare to it. Oh, yeah. After that
it was
awesome.
Like
California Love.
Yeah. Yes.
Hello. Eminem.
Hello.
And,
yeah. Hello. Hello. Yeah.
Snoop Dogg was there. And
I mean, it was
all the dudes.
It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, those guys, that was mid-90s. Now, like,
players from the Bengals stayed out, didn't go in at halftime. The punter and the kicker and the long snapper stayed out to watch the halftime show, did not go in at halftime.
They did.
Coolio was beautiful. That song is a 9.8. It's a beautiful song. It was a huge part of my
back
existence.
In that time, would there have been a better walk-up song?
That's a pretty good one. It's got a good beat to it.
That's a walk-up.
It's pretty good, yeah.
That's a walk-up. It's really good. Yeah, that time, great time in my life. I was at Northern Arizona.
Lumberjacks.
As Lumberjack.
Lumberjacks.
Lumberjacks, yes. Incredible. I'm with Steve. It's a 9.444.
Thanks, Jake.
9.444.
Rudy and Farley.
Yes.
You want to get their scores?
Super high. I'm gonna say Rudy's gonna be a 9.01. Farley high.
What's that? Farley 5. And Rudy says finally some rap. 6.1. It's kind of low for finally some rap.
Yeah, finally some rap. He went 6.1.
Yeah.
Huh.
Why did Farley only go 5?
Yeah. What's the deal?
What's wrong, Farley?
You don't like Coolio, Farley?
You don't like?
It's an awesome song.
He's got a good sense of humor, like you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some ratings before we get to Bill's Thrills. The text line, we have Robert in Oklahoma, 525. Sean in Omaha, 75. Eric and Hickman, 1. Who Clever, 6!
Thank you, Bird. I can see Bird. Wait, I can see Bird going. I can
six.
See Bird walking into a club with that playing.
Shamia?
With Shamia.
With Shamia.
Well, Shamia gets a 9, so yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, yep. Those two, yeah, exactly.
Yep. Sarah in Fallbrook, 75. Sandmaster and KC, 8-9.
Household should be interesting.
Fritz 4-1. We've got Why God Why. Yeah. Plainsman from Grant 0.5. Matt 7.5. Officer McLeod in Columbus 7.95.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
Let's see. That's the ticket. 8.9 from Robert. Okay.
The ticket.
Railroader Matt 8.5. Bird Mountain 7.24. Better Times. Travis and Ankeny 8.7. Jennifer 3.5. Hubby 5. Not a fan.
Okay.
It's the first time in a long time where Jennifer's at a lower score than Hubby, though. Usually she's always above him on the score.
That hurts me.
Jennifer, that really shocks me. And they're our friends. They still are our friends, right?
Yes.
Okay, we'll continue to be friends.
Yes.
The song will not divide
just
us.
It hurts me. No. Yes. That's okay.
Nels in Montana on YouTube, 7.5, 6.7 from Mavman, Charlie 7.8, Al, Kobe's still popping off on the YouTube chat at me, Jose at the Air Park 9.1.
Jose, thank you.
Song of the day is Fantastic Voyage by Coolio from 1994. It is time for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Kobe's still pumping.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom.
Yes.
Popping up.
Bonanza.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels, kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
I know that AI can do almost anything. Is there any way that the Breakers could help us with that Coolio video and have it somehow?
That'd be awesome.
And have Randy coming out of the trunk? That would be amazing.
In the cape. Wait, over and over again?
Over and over again, just Randy coming out of the trunk where Coolio is singing.
That'd be
in
cool.
The cape.
Yes, in the cape.
The
cape coming out with
the
that
crown.
Ain't nobody tripping.
People are tripping on Jake, I'll tell you that.
They are.
Yeah, apparently
Kobe.
So.
Kobe.
Yeah, all right, Kobe, keep chirping, buddy.
Keep popping.
Keep popping off.
Oh,
I see you.
Oh, I see you. Oh, that's so good.
Jake. Football facts Monday, right?
Yes.
Kind of.
Okay, kind of, yes. The line is fine, for some it's divine. The line is fine, for some it's divine.
I like it.
The timeline is so unique in the time and space it drives you. It's craziness. The Toronto loses the playoffs by a centimeter, by 1 centimeter. They lose the World Series by 1 centimeter on the throw home, on the double clutch throw home, double tap by the catcher, gets his toe down for the Dodgers, the guy to double clutch at the second. They're within 1 centimeter. And then it's brought up, could he not have been 2 more feet down the line before the ball, before they typically had to risk getting doubled off at third?
Yes.
I get that. Then you see an incredible substitution, and you see they take the center fielder out and they sub in a center fielder. They hit a ball deep. It looks like once again, it's euphoria. It's game over. We're the champions. And all of a sudden, the guys got to make a Willie Mays catch.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
And the center fielder just jumps through him, catches the ball, knocks the dude out, basically.
Cheeky.
And makes the catch. He was substituted in. The decision, the double clutch by the guy at second, the play on second. It's like the timelines. It's so insane. And on all the stuff that plays out. So it's the same thing. It's like that. Imagine in football, they throw the interception. They being USC. You're up 14-6. You have the ball. You're already in field goal range. This place is going to blow up. The stadium is going to have the most nuts feeling maybe that's been in the stadium almost maybe ever because of the buildup, because of the long fail. A couple plays later, right? That sack, fumble, broken leg, USC's ball. I mean, just how fast the time, what it just goes bing, and all of a sudden, and that's what the beauty of sports. It's just
absolutely.
It's just, that's why there's no, just DVR it. We'll catch it later. You have to watch it in real time. I mean, I'm watching that World Series, and I was blown away by what was happening and what was going on. They hit the double play ball to end it for him. It was a bam, bam, bam play. It's just absolutely.
Oh God, yeah.
It's actually unbelievable.
Mookie Betts did all himself.
Oh, Mookie Betts can do it, baby.
It was really good. If the ball's hit anywhere else, if it's kind of somewhat in the gap somewhere, they probably, it doesn't happen. Instead, it's the perfect hit. Bam, bam, game's over. Imagine that flight home by the Dodgers. Also, think about the real time. Jake saw it real. That was the one that was awkward, I would say, for everyone. all of a sudden Nebraska's going for it. They're trying to get guys in the game, doing all these different situations, get them in the game. We're going for it on fourth and one. Backup quarterback's in. This first down's imperative. They get this first down. Obviously, the side note, timeout. Decide to kick the field goal. Don't make it. Whole game flips.
Clangs on the crossbar.
Yeah, it
right?
did. Yeah.
The
hit
whole
the crossbar.
The whole thing flips on the one play. Vanderbilt's down 31-10. They make a miraculous comeback to make it 31-30. They kick the onside kick, and Vanderbilt guys, three guys touch the ball. Three guys, if they get the ball, they're going to have the ball at roughly the 50, 35 seconds. One throw, they're in field goal range. It could have been epic.
Yep.
The real time.
Great comeback.
The real time stuff of sports and how it just goes through. I mean, I'm watching that Toronto crowd, and they are up, and they are in a mess. They're just like going crazy. 1 centimeter away from being the champion. And they don't. The guy double clutches the ball at second. If he's another this much further down the line, just when he takes off, it's a walk in the park. He's in by it. He's across home plate, but he's not. He double clutches, throws him out. The guy, the catcher, had his toe come off of it and then put it back on it, and he beat it by like 100 thousandths of a second.
Yeah, and think about this: that the Blue Jays led 4-3 in the ninth. They gave up a home run to tie the game to a guy that hadn't hit a home run for a long time. Rojas, I believe is his name.
Oh, Rojas, the infielder.
Yeah, he hit a home run to tie it up. So he thought, hey, that was just one out.
Yeah,
and then base loaded, bottom night, and they don't score.
Bases loaded. I mean,
painful.
We weren't watching. We were watching the Utah game, and Leighton Housemender was there, and he goes, hey, any chance we can go to the World Series? I'm like, oh, yes, yes.
Game 7, come on.
I mean, I was so mesmerized by what was going on, that crowd vibe. And so the timelines of sports is incredible.
I wonder if USC was watching that on the plane.
They wouldn't have gotten on the plane yet, but I'm sure they were excited about it.
They were not on the plane yet.
They were not on the plane yet.
You don't think on the tarmac?
I don't think so.
No, after the game.
I don't know if they have.
How quickly do they leave the stadium?
They wouldn't have been in
the
flight, I don't think. By the time you get on, it'd been close. They may have been to the airport.
Maybe on the buses?
They might have been on the buses or something.
Don't you think they'd be really interested?
They probably were actually taken off. It ended probably an hour and a half after the game was over.
So they were at least probably. They weren't in the air yet, I would say. I would say they were on the tarmac.
Don't you think they'd be really interested?
Absolutely, they'd be interested.
It's L.A.
Yes. It's L.A. How about the fact that we talked about the guy that hit the home run? He's won 6 World Series in a row. He's won 6 World
Will
Series. Will Smith.
Let's get that pulled up.
Yeah, pull that up.
He won six in a row because he just kept getting traded.
You want him on your team.
You want him on your team.
All right,
you know
here
what he is? He's Robert Horry of the NBA.
Will Smith in 2020 was with the Dodgers champions. 21 with the Braves champions. 22 with the Astros World Series champions. Then he went to the Rangers, who have never won forever. He won a World Series. And then back-to-back with the Dodgers. He won 6 straight.
Can you imagine his kids? Doing that World Series thing again? It's all his kids
know. No, that is miraculous.
That's awesome. There's been nothing like that.
No.
It's not like, this team won 6 in a row and I was on the team. No. No, he's on, was it 4 different teams?
Four different teams. Dodgers, Braves, Astros, Rangers.
Think about
Rangers.
The great players who never win a World Series
Never
title.
Won one. He won 6.
He won 6
in a row. Imagine some of the players. It's like, I'd love Nolan Ryan, right? I think he's 0-4. Never won a World Series.
I don't think so.
One of the best pitchers of all time.
I don't think he won one.
Oh, he did. I think he won with the Mets, like in 68 or something like that. That may have been one time.
I always think of Nolan Ryan.
Yeah, I love Nolan Ryan.
You do.
But the real time of sports, how it changes, the dramatic swings of the euphoria to non-euphoria or the other way around. You're going like, imagine the Dodgers going like, see that ball hit? And you watch... the second baseman goes down to a knee and double clutches it. Rudy, you're going to see that in your sleep forever. It's forever. And it looks like it's over, and he throws him out, and he throws a perfect ball. Just throws a heater in there and gets him at the plate. It was a wow across the board. But it happens all over football. The momentum swings. You're going, this isn't going to happen. Oh, talk about the ultimate extension. We heard about that. How about the head coach for the SMU? Tony
Brett Lashley
gets the big extension, then beats Miami.
By the way?
Yeah, incredible.
Quick correction, but on some,
what?
There has been a Will Smith that's won 6 straight World Series. It's not the same guy. There's 2 Will Smiths in the MLB.
But a
guy named Will Smith has won a World Series 6 straight.
Remarkable. It's not the same one.
It's not the same one.
One's a pitcher, one's a catcher.
Okay, didn't know
this guy
know
was
that.
The catcher.
Okay, didn't know that. I thought it was the same guy. That's not as much fun.
But still the same.
Not as much fun.
Someone named Will Smith is 6'3".
It's not quite the same.
They're not quite the same. Now I'm okay.
I'm trying to give it some leeway here.
I just read
still.
It was Will Smith. It was him that won six
that's
in
okay.
a row.
Still, that's okay.
Yeah,
it was a misleading graphic.
It was. Blame the graphic.
And the best tweet of all times was this thing 2 years ago at the Oscars. Will Smith had this happen to him, and now he's won six.
Incredible.
That was funny.
Bill, the headline, please, again.
Please.
I'd love to. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The line is so fine. For some, it's divine.
That is Bill's Thrill. Sponsored by our friends at Diner Contracting. When we come back, Raiola's out for the year. What does that factor in November for Nebraska? That's next, an early break on the ticket.